Okay, today's daf is daf Ayin Aleph. We're holding by Omar Mar, which is about one-fifth of the way down. And it's the second word on the line. Omar Mar, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Eino Tzarech. We learned yesterday in the Braita, actually back at the beginning of the parak, Rabbi Akiva says, Eino Tzarech, we don't learn, need to have a Gzera Shava to teach me that an Aral is also for Truma. Actually, Harehu Omer, it says beferish in the parsha of Tuma, that ish ish mizara Aaron v'utzarua ozav bekodashim lo yochel. So in the double lashon of ish ish, we learn l'rabot at Arel, that an Arel is the same thing as a Tuma. And you will recall that Tosfos points out that the only reason we jump to conclusions like this, that the ish is b'dafka talking about the Arel, is because we find indeed by Korban Pesach Arel and Tuma. Yes, the Gemara. The Ema, why don't we say that the Ish Ish is coming, L'rabot et Onein? It comes to tell me that someone who is an Onein has a din of Tami, and he too is Aser B'Truma. Omer Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, because Omer Krov V'chol Zar, as we learned, V'chol Zar stresses only Zarut Amarti Lecha, V'lo Aninut, that there is no P'sul of Aninut, we're stressing only the P'sul of Kol Zar Lo Yochal Kodesh. Says the Gemara, but isn't that the question? Ve'ema, maybe it means ve'chol zar, that zarut amartil chavalo arilutan. I mean, it's certainly possible to learn that an oral should be mutter b'trum according to this. Yes, but as we've already said, aktiv ish ish, I mean, is that the point? Ish ish tells me that the oral is the same as the tummy. But then again, maraita, how do you know that ish ish comes to tell me that the oral is aser, and kol zar comes to tell me that the onin is mutter? You could just as easily say ish ish is coming to be mar, but the onin is aser like a tummy, and kol zar is coming to be mar to the oral. Well, stavra, I mean, it makes a lot more sense to say arelut, avelel rabuye. Arelus, after all, is the thing that ought to be included in the ish ish le'iser. Shekain, because after all, it's more chomer than onin in five different ways. In those are, as we saw earlier, ma'asim krutim bidvar ha'evet. Meaning, first of all, it's b'chusar ma'isa, it's ma'ase begufa, it's anush karet, it's yesher lifnei hadibur, and milat zacharav avadav ma'akevet. So as we saw earlier, there's a big difference between something that is an event outside of oneself, which is not an action. I mean, over here, it's not that there's an action that can cure the problem. If the mate died, the person is an onin on that day. And over here, the arelut is something which is mechusar ma'aseh. He's a mechusar ma'aseh in the act of mila, not something that just happened. It's a ma'aseh begufo. It affects his own body, not outside of himself. It's onush karet. Someone who is in ma'al himself is chayev karet. The mitzvah of the din of arilut, this is before Matan Torah, and not only that, but it's so chomer that even someone in your family is a charav that didn't get a bris prevents you from eating the Pesach, or even if you own an eved that doesn't have a brit milah prevents you from eating Pesach, where none of this would apply with an onin, someone in the family's onin doesn't prevent the father of the family from eating. Says the Gemara, well, we could say Adrab, Aninut, Savilevrabu, isn't Aninut more Chomer? Shekain, first of all, it's Yesh on the Chol Sha'ah. Aninut, because there, no matter how many times a person is an Onin, it goes become an Onin again, anytime someone dies in the family. Mashinkan Arelut is a one time event. You take off the Arelut and take off the foreskin, it's no longer Arelut. Furthermore, no Heket Banashim Vinashim. Aninut is a din, both in men and women, which obviously arelut is not. And en biado l'taken etzmon, it's a big difference. The onen can't do anything to fix his aninut. Mashenka, when it comes to the orel, he can certainly do something to fix it. And says the Gemara, true, but hanak defishin. If you add up the ma'asim krusim bedvar evid, which are five separate issues, five is more than three. Rova Omar, below Anach Nufishin Amilamatis Hamrid. Even without adding it up and finding that there's more on the five things of Masim, Krutin, Bedvar, Ha'evid, than there are on the three things that Aninut is Murchomer, it still doesn't make sense to say that the Ish-Ish is coming to be Marba Aninus and not Arelus. Because, after all, Omar Kroh Ish-Ish said that the whole point here is that it's stressing the relationship to Ish. And Ezu davar sheyesh no be'ish, ve'no be'isha. What would then be the thing that is Ish-oriented and not Ish-oriented? Avayom has Arelut. That itself is telling me the issue over here that we're referring to is Arelut, not Aninut, which could be similar to both Ish ve'isha. Rebbe Akiva. Now, how about according to Rebbe Akiva, who learns the Isra of Oral Betruma from Ish-Ish, and not the Gzereshava of Tosha Vesachir, the way Rebbe Eliezer learned it? Hi, Tosha Vesachir, my Ovidai. What indeed does he do with those words of Tosha Vesachir? Because, I mean, we saw before that the words Tosha Vesachir, when it comes to the Korban Pesach, are indeed considered to be Mufne. Omer Rav Shemaya answers now Rabbi Akiva for Rabbi Akiva, and he says that Tosha Vesachir that appeared by Korban Pesach is coming to tell me, La'atuye Aravi Mohu, V'givani Mohu. Let's say where you have various types of goyim that have the minig that they're mal themselves. So there they do mila, not in order to become Jewish, and they're not included in the B'chol Orel Lo Yochobo. They were included in the Tosha V'Sachir. That's the Gemara, but wait a minute. You're assuming, in other words, the fact that they had a Bris Mila as an Aravi, because an Arab gets a Bris Mila, so he's considered to be Mahu, and therefore he can't be included in the Chol Orel, and we need to be Mamayim from the Tosha V'Sachir. Hani Mulin, you don't call an Aravi who's Mahu actually Mahu. Vatnan, did we not learn in the Dinim of the Doran that if somebody says, Konim Shanina Hanela Arelim, I asr on myself any Hana'a from people who are Arelim, and that Konim is a lotion of Korban, they are prohibited to me as if it's a Korban. Mutab Arele Yisrael, he is allowed to have Hana'a from Jews who are Arelim, V'asur b'mulei ovdei kochavim, but he's prohibited to have anor even from a goy who has a brit milah. Because we understand that the concept of arel is something that is innate in the goy, whether or not l'maisi has a brit milah. Or if somebody says konam shanina enelu mulim, somebody answers now hana'a from people who do have a brit milah, he would be mutter to be nene from goyim who have a brit milah, because they're not called mulim. The asur bi arele Yisrael, because Yisrael is called mulim, even if they are arelim. So what you just said doesn't make sense. Even if the aravi would be mahul, he would still be excluded from the din of arel, not from Tosha V'Sachir. Elo, therefore, the Gemara says, indeed, why do we need Tosha V'Sachir? Latuye ger shemal v'lotaval. Where you had a Mila that was l'shem his mitzvah, and he was in the process of becoming a ger, and he got his brit Mila, but he didn't yet go to the mikvah. Or a katan, a regular Yisrael, was a katan, shenolat keshuhu mahu. And Rabbi Akiva's opinion is that in those cases, that someone who is nolat mahu tzarich latif mimenu dam brit, in which case these two cases can't be included in Kor Orel or Yochabo. So, because over here he's not an Orel since he was Mohul Hashem Mitzvah. And the Katan is not considered to be, if he's Nervat Kishu Mohul, is not considered to be a real Orel. But they're excluded from the Din Tosha V'Sachir. And since they still require some type of additional thing, the ger requires tefillah, the katan requires atofas dam bris, we consider them to be pasul for eating the korban pesach, and that would require an additional ribui of Tosha V'Sachir. For Rabbi Eliezer, asked Gemara, what about according to Rabbi Eliezer, who needs Tosha V'Sachir to tell me the gzeirah shavah for truma, to tell me the din of arel? So he doesn't have now an extra pasuk to tell me now these two cases. So what will he do now with the Katan, who was Noilad Moho, and the Ger, that was Moho V'lo Taval? He's got no problem, because he's going with Shitato. The time that Yoma Ger Shemoho V'lo Taval is a completely kosher Ger, and therefore he can eat from the Korban Pesach. And furthermore, Kasava Katan Kishen Noilad Moho, where you have a Katan Yisro, who was born already mahul, ein tzarich latish bimenu dam brit, and therefore there is no problem in eating nechilas pesach, and we do not need an additional ribui from toshav esachir, because indeed there's nothing to be marvah. We're talking about two people who are no different than anybody else, la halacha. For Rabbi Eliezer, but what about according to Rabbi Eliezer, who was mamayit oro from with the gzera shava? What does he do with the ishish? Hai ishish, mayavidle. He, after all, doesn't need the ishish to tell me the din of oral as Rabbi Akiva does, so what does he do with it? He doesn't do anything with it. He holds, his sheet is that dibrat Torah kilashom b'nei adam. The word ishish simply means every single human being. It's not an extra word that is given to us, the drush. Boy, Rav Chama Baruch, now that we've explained that an oral is also betruma, what would be the din of a katan, where you have a child who is not yet 8 days old, and he's an oro? So, would we be allowed to use oil of truma? Now, remember that sicha is considered to be kishtia, and therefore we learn that out from a pasuk, which is the vatovoka ma'im bikirbo v'chashemin ba'atzmutav. In any event, if the oil is aser in achila or in shtia, so it should be aser also to put oil on his skin. Now, so what about putting oil on the skin of a katan who is an oral? When we say katan, we mean less than 8 days old. So basically what we're asking is, is there such a thing as a state of arelut lahalakha before the chiyuv of a brit milah? So the question over here is arelut shelo bizmano, where there's not yet the time that has come to do the act of milah. Is it ma'akev from achilas truma or lo ma'akev? Omer Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Zeira says, I'll bring you raya, tashma. Ein li ela milat zecharav b'sha'at asiya. Look, I know that the mila of the zecharim and the avarim prevent bringing a korban Pesach. Okay. But that's at the time that he's bringing the korban. I know the mila of avadav that are there still, b'sha'as achila, because when it comes to the zecharav, it says, Yimolo kozakavazi krav la'asoto. Okay, so I know that la'asoto means to do the korban pesach. Whereas when it comes to avadav, it says, umaltaoto az yochalba. Okay, so I now know that there's a din of not having the avarim around at the time of achila that are not mulim. And there's an inyan of not having not mulim children around at the time of bringing the korban. But how do I know minayin litein et tamur shel zeh bezeh et tamur shel zeh bezeh? How do we know that his own children who are zecharim or ma'akevim even b'shas achila alone? And how do we know that the avodim would be ma'akevim b'shas asiya? Talmud Lomar, Az, therefore, since it says in both of these pasuk, Oz, and one says, Oz Yikrav La'asoto, or Oz Yochalbo, so the Az basically tells us what it says in one, the Asiya applies to the Achila, and the Achila applies to the Asiya, L'gzereshav. Now, that means that this Brisa is basically telling us that it is possible for Zecharav or Avadav to be ma'akev b'shas achila, even though it's not being ma'akev b'shas v'asiya. Even though it would appear that you'd have to first be there at the time of asiya before it could be ma'akev the achila, because there's nothing to eat if there wasn't an asiya sakorba. So the avadav, I understand, obviously that's possible. It's mashkach l'ditnu b'shat achila, v'ditnu b'shat asiya, g'nzernino b'ne b'ne. Look, it's very possible. At the time the guy made the korban pesach, he didn't own this heaven. Before the evening, when he needed to eat it, he bought these avadim, no? And these avadim were not nimolim, and so therefore he's not going to be able to eat. So we have this pasuk to tell me, b'shas achila, that it's ma'akev. But zecharav, how do you get a case of milat zecharav, which are his own children, if they're not mehulim? What are you telling me? That they exist b'shat achila, but they didn't exist b'shat asiyah. Now, how is that possible? The only possible way it could work is lav dit yalud ben asiyah l'achila. It could only be that they were born between the time of asiyah and the time of the achila, which means that this is a child that was born today. Nonetheless, despite the fact that he's not 8 days old, he still is considered to be an oro, and therefore is ma'akev his father from eating the Korban Pesach. How else do we understand this drasha? In which case we see from there, Shema Amina, Arelut Shalos Bizmana, Havi Arelut, that even an Arelut before the time of the Chiyav of Mila is still considered to be Arelut, to be ma'akev. Omar Rava Vitizbra, come on. I mean, you really think that that's what it means? Even if you're going to tell me that Arelut, that is not yet time, was considered to be Arelut, in terms of not being allowed to put oil on it. But it says Beferish in that Pasuk, when it comes to tell me that not having the brit from any of his children prevents him from eating, it says Himolo kol zachar, v'az yikrav la'asoto, right? So Himolo kol zachar amrachman. The Torah is telling you, go ahead and do the Mila, and then you can bring the Korban Pesach, which tells me that only if you actually need to do the Mila. Then, if he doesn't, it's ma'akev him from eating. But hi, this child that was born today, between the asiyah of the korban and the achila of that korban, how can you say himolo kol zachar is lav bar meyilu? There is no way to be himolo kol zachar. So the Torah couldn't possibly be referring to this case when it says himolo kol zachar. Since it's not referring to it, it can't be ma'akev him. Therefore, it makes no sense to learn it the way you're learning it. We're going to have to come up with a more creative solution. The meaning of the braisa, which is saying that it's possible to have a ben zachar that prevents the father from eating b'shas achila, despite the fact that it did not prevent him from bringing the korban b'shas asiya, would have to be talking about kigon. It came time for him to be mal, and what happened was we couldn't. Shechalatz tochama. He, in fact, was sick with a fever at the time that it was time to be malhin. So I can't be malhin. And if that's the case, it is not ma'akev making the korban, because I didn't have the option of doing the mila in order to be azekri v'asoto. Between the asiya and the achila, he loses the fever, and he now is capable of getting a brit milah. So now it is afshalamulo. At that point, we need the lima to tell me that even though he wasn't ma'akev b'shas li'asiyah, he is ma'akev b'shas li'achila. Yes, the Gemara, it still doesn't make sense. If the child had a fever, there's no way to recover from that fever, because you need to have 7 full days once a child has a fever before you're allowed to give him a brit milah. So then the thing is, he would not be really on that day a oral yet, because in Eitzilei Kol Shiva, the din is he gets 7 full days, and if that's the case, the Amar Shmuel Chalatz Tochama Notin Lo Kol Shiva, if he had a fever, you have to wait 7 full days, and therefore year two still doesn't make sense. How can all be all on one day that he had a fever and then he was Chayav Emila at the time of the Achilu of the Korban Pesach? He's not going to be Chayav Emila for another week. As is the Gemara, the Avina Leko Shiva, it's talking about that he was already sick from before. And now the problem is that he's Chayav because we've already waited 7 days. So that means that he got better 7 days ago, and now it's time to be malhim. Yes, the Gemara, if he got better 7 days again, then leva le mitzafra. He should have gotten his brit milah in the morning, because today must be the 8th day from the time that he got well. In which case, why wasn't it not ma'akiv him at the time of the asiyah of the korban? And how is this the case, which is not ma'akiv b'shas asiyah, but he's ma'akiv b'shas achila? And says the Gemara, because be'ina mi eight li eight, we need from 24 hours from exactly the time that the onset of the fever. It doesn't go according to the day, the beginning of the day. It's not like the 8th day of Mila, where the morning of the 8th day, no matter what time he was born on the first day, is considered now to be the time of the Mila. So let's say that he became now well after Chatzot 7 days ago. So therefore we can't be mal him now until the same time that he was Hivri. And therefore at the time B'shas Asiyah, he wasn't ready for the bris. So as soon as it's Chatzot time, I can go ahead and bring my Korban Pesach. then at night it's already time for him to eat, and at night, time for him to get a brit, and at night the father won't be able to eat, and that's the ribuy the pasuk. Ask the Gemara, Vatani Luda, the Ludoim learned in a brisa, Yom Avratok Yom Ivado. The day of his birth is the day of his getting well is the equivalent of the day of his birth. Now that seems to be saying, my love, my yom ivado lo binam esleis, av yom avra'ato lo binam esleis. That just like the birthday counts as the first day, I don't care if it's the last second of the day that he's born, that's his first day. So too the havra'ah, whenever it is that he gets better on that day, that's day one. And now again, we're back to the original question. Why did he not get a brit, need a brit in the morning? In which case, he would have been ma'akev, even b'sha'at asiyah. Isn't that what it means? So, I mean, doesn't that mean my love, just like Yom Ivado, is lo binamet late, and it's counted from whenever it happens, it's from the morning of that day. That day is number one. Av Yom Avra'ato, so too it's saying that when he gets better, then you don't need it should be 24 hours to count day one. You just, whenever it was, even the last minute of the day, that's day one. And we're back to where we are. Says the Gemara, well, actually, it isn't completely mean that Yom Avrato Yom Ivado. It means that we require 7 days. That's all it means. But Adiv Yom Avrato Yom Ivado, it's even more powerful than the day of birth, because Yom Ivado, you can count the 8th day. No B'yam B'yisles, you don't need 24-hour periods. Marshenken Yom Avrato, if he was ill with a fever, you cannot give him a brit milah until he's completely recovered, for which we give the 7 24-hour periods for recovery. Now the Gemara brings additional cases where you might have had a zohar, b'sha'at achila, that you did not have b'sha'at asiyah. Rav Papa says, look, I got a simple case. You don't need to wait 7 days for everything that prevents you from being malam, but only from a fever. But why can't we say that the case is going to karevle ene? Liyanuka, maybe the child at the time of the Asiyas HaPesach was having an eye problem. So I couldn't give him now a brit milah at the time, therefore he was not ma'akev the Asiyah. The itbach beni beni, and now he got better between the Shas Asiyah and the Shas Achila. This is not the type of illness that requires waiting 7 days for, like a fever. So that would be a simple case. Rava Omar. Rava says the case could be, could go and show you avivi mochavushim bebeta asurim. Why can't we say it's talking about a case where the father and the mother, who are the ones who are responsible for the mila, and they were not available over here to do the mila because they were in jail on that day. And therefore, since it was out of their reach to be mal, it does not ma'akiv them from sending the Korban Pesach with a shliach, and then we would be talking about b'shas achila, they already had gotten out of jail, at which point the mila would be ma'akiv them from eating. So it isn't a change in the child, it's a change in their status of freedom. Rav Kahana, Breder of Nechemia, Eimer, could go on tumtum. Well, it's very simple. The child was a tumtum, and therefore we didn't even know that he was a male, and there certainly was no way for us to give him a brit. Now he was nikra, we had an operation to cut the skin that was covering over the genitals, and it turns out, the nimtza zachar beni beni, between the zman of the asiyah, where I was bringing the karma, and the zman of the achila in the night, at the earlier, there was no orla for me to be able to cut off, so therefore there was no chiyav amila, and it's not ma'akev, the yasiya. Rib Sharvia says, I got another case. Could be talking about Gagon Chotzi, it's talking about the child over here, the fetus, was Motzi Rosho Chutz Prozdor. He, 7 days earlier, had been born to the extent that his head had emerged and then re-entered the uterus. So at that point, he's considered to have been born. There's no way for us to do an in utero mila. So therefore, the asiyah, at that point, he was still in utero. There was no way for us to do the mila. And therefore, he's not considered to be an oral to be ma'akev. And then, when it comes time to eat the Korban Pesach, but then he's already born. Yes, the Gemara, Michaye, how can a child live in having been stuck now in the womb having put his head out. Doesn't it say, Kimu Chiyotze Lavir Olam Niftachas Atum Nistama Patuach? The moment that the child is exposed to the outside world, his everything that was